holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. So the Rebbe writes in the 7th of Menachemov, Tavshin Yizai, Brooklyn, New York, Sholem Uvracha. And the Rebbe, again, in this letter, it was probably a question that about this the daughter, whether she should go to a proper school where they educate them proper Yiddishkeit. So the Rebbe says, explain to the father of this girl that the concept of kosher chinuch, kosher means authentic, proper, real, authentic education of boys and girls, of Jewish boys and girls, during our period now, is a mitzvah that you cannot do through others. I guess the Rebbe wants her to stay in education. I get, again, it looks like they were doing a shidduch. That's what it looks to me. And the girl wanted, the father of the girl, wanted him, the groom, to leave education. He wanted him to go into business or do something else. And the Rebbe is saying that you should explain to the father of the girl, and maybe this is the father of the boy writing to the Rebbe, that the father of the girl wants his son, I'm just making this up, I'm thinking, that he should leave education and he should go into some other profession. And the Rebbe says, explain to the father of the girl that kosher, authentic chinuch of Jewish boys and girls in our period is a mitzvah which cannot be done through others. Since, using the language of our Rebbe's blessed memory, as much as they do, it's not sufficient at all. And such a mitzvah pushes away even the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even learning Torah, which is equal to all mitzvahs. Now, he wanted him to change profession. He didn't think that you make enough money in education. Rebbe says, so even if a mitzvah that can be done through other overrides Torah, how much more so that this should override financial and physical calculations, shouldn't leave his position. The Rebbe says, praise that the creator of the world, who supervises on each and every one with individual supervision, should lead him in that which is really good for him, physical and spiritual, together with blessing. So I guess the pressure was on to change profession, to make more money. And the Rebbe says, no, stay in education, because there is nobody to do this work. If you leave it, what you can do, it's not enough what anybody else can do. And the Rebbe prays that they will see the right way, that the Eibishter, who leads everyone with divine providence, will give them the right things, the right ideas, so that I guess he continues being a teacher and doing the job that the Rebbe thinks he should do.